This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for strengthening India's global engagement through advancing trade, technology and strategic partnerships while deepening the connection with diaspora. Mr. Modi was addressing the 11th Heads of Missions Conference organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from 28th to 30th April in New Delhi. This year's conference was centered around the theme, Reforming Indian Diplomacy for 2047. In his address, the Prime Minister shared his thoughts and ideas and provided guidance on India's diplomatic engagement to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Presentations were also made to the Prime Minister on future-ready diplomacy, the promotion of the three T's, trade, technology and tourism, and amplifying the Bharat story. Mr. Modi also heard insights from heads of mission and perspectives from senior and young diplomats on strengthening India's global engagement. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "This is a trailblazing example of bottom-to-top approach where the agency traced back a smaller consignment to net a massive network." The Calcutta High Court has dismissed a petition filed by the Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said that it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. This court does not find any illegality in appointing counting supervisors and counting assistants from the central government or central PSUs. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 came into force today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The new framework introduces a complete ban on online money games, including those based on chance, skill, or a mix of both. It also prohibits their advertisement and financial transaction linked to such platforms. The government has cut down export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, or ATF. In this regard, the centre has issued a notification which has come into effect from today. According to the Ministry of Finance release, the export duty on diesel has been set at 23 rupees per litre, while ATF will attract a duty of 33 rupees per litre. There will be no export duty on petrol and it remains unchanged. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that U.S. actions have significantly degraded Iran's military capabilities and prevented alleged mass executions during recent unrest, though he provided no evidence for the claims. Speaking during an event in the Oval Office, Trump claimed Iran's naval and air capabilities, as well as its drone and missile production, have been severely reduced. He reiterated opposition to Iran obtaining nuclear weapons. Iranian officials rejected U.S. influence with Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Baghir Qalibaf, saying Tehran would secure the Persian Gulf and push back against U.S. presence, including control over the Strait of Hormuz. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Assam, Meghalaya, Kerala, Mahe, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are likely to experience heavy rainfall. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. And that is the end of this news bulletin.